No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Thursday, June 21st, 2018. I'm David Brown. Thanks for joining us. According to the reporting from the Washington Post on what happened yesterday, the TikTok went something like this. President Trump was excited about leading one of his campaign-style Make America Great Again rallies in the heartland yesterday evening, but he was concerned about the optics and the incessant news coverage of family separations at the border, and so earlier in the day, he told his staff he wanted to sign something on family separation before he left for Duluth, Minnesota. His chief of staff and other aides told him they didn't think he had the power to make such a change unilaterally, and they strongly advised against hastily trying to cobble together an order of such consequence on the fly in any event. Do it, he demanded. And so something was drafted, which the White House billed as ending family separation while maintaining the so-called zero-tolerance policy of prosecuting all crimes of improper entry. Almost immediately, the media trumpeted that the president's resolve had been broken. Peace in our time. Only now, we're looking at the fine print and thinking about the logic. Listen closely. This is from the text of the executive order. The administration will, and I quote here, maintain family unity, including by detaining alien families, together where appropriate and consistent with law and available resources. Now, putting aside fudge phrases like where appropriate, what about available resources? What if the resources just aren't available? And speaking of consistent with law, does the president actually have the unilateral authority to order families kept together, even though the administration has said its hands were tied when parents were taken into custody for criminal prosecution? Is this order worth the paper it's printed on, or is this all about, well, as the president put it, optics? Alyssa Steglish teaches at the University of Texas's Immigration Clinic. Professor Steglish, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
What exactly does President Trump's executive order do here?
So the order essentially encourages indefinite detention of asylum-seeking families and also reinforces the commitment to prosecute all those migrants who have crossed the border unlawfully, particularly families. It also prioritizes the immigration aspect of the cases as they move forward in immigration court for families who have entered together.
Let me ask you something just very bluntly. Does the president, given all that was said about the zero tolerance policy separate from the separation of families, does the president have the legal authority to order families to be held together when the parents are being prosecuted?
So what's interesting is that the prosecutions, at least how it's working in Texas, is almost secondary. The immigration apprehension occurs. The children and the separated parents are remaining in Border Patrol custody as these prosecutions are happening. And the length of the prosecution is really the time of the parents being brought to the federal courthouse and then returned to Border Patrol custody. So there's no real necessity to separate families for purpose of the prosecutions, at least how it's been playing out at the southern border in Texas.
So just to be clear, there's not any kind of judicial order, no kind of or agreement, no kind of statutory law that says that a child has to be taken away from their parents when they're in custody for prosecution.
That's correct, because here we're not taking those parents into federal marshals. They're not being sentenced to time in prison, which is kind of the corollary in the domestic context, where you have a parent who might be taken into criminal custody, waiting pretrial for a decision and then any decision of further incarceration.
So after this paper is signed by the president, what then is supposed to happen? What, in other words, who is in charge of executing a plan? And is there a plan?
It will be largely the Department of Homeland Security coordinating with the Office of Refugee Resettlement. Right now, we see some of the families who have been prosecuted have ended up at the family detention centers, the two family detention centers here in Texas. So I would assume that the administration, largely, again, the Department of Homeland Security, will try to follow that model that they currently have in place.
What about the families that have already been separated?
And that's a big question. That is not addressed in the executive order. It's of heightened concern in terms of still trying to ensure that the parents who've been separated know the whereabouts of their children, identifying those children in the Office of Refugee Resettlement system. Children have ended up everywhere from here in Texas to up in Michigan to out in New York. So finding those children, some are pre-verbal, very young ages, making sure that they are immediately reunified with the parent. But there's no mention of how that reunification is going to take place or even a commitment to that reunification in the order.
Thinking about the situation just one day after, you know, the status quo ante, I mean, that kids were being separated from their families. Has there been a change, a real change on the ground?
It's hard to know what happened with any apprehension of families that happened yesterday, families that even asked for asylum at the bridges. I think we'll be hearing those reports today. It seems that the current family detention centers, which are problematic in their own right, are near capacity or at capacity. So what exactly is going to happen to those families if the administration really is committed to detaining them, I think is a question we'll see resolved in the next few days.
Alyssa Steglish teaches at the University of Texas Immigration Clinic. Professor Steglish, thanks so much for taking a few moments out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.